Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. And today's Tuesday, so we take a topic we introduced yesterday, we try to see where it comes from in the Bible. We've been looking all summer at the idea of work and rest and how those two balance each other. And this week we're looking at what it looks like to work badly, to have that work and rest balance totally out of whack. We saw last week how God created work and engages in work, not just at the beginning of time at creation, but continues to engage in working with molding creation as it is, and is continuing to work in our lives today. That's the nature of work in God, and He's given work to us as well as human beings to engage in. Now, we saw a really utopian view of work that came from creation when God created us in the Garden of Eden. And that was before we humans rebelled against God. Since that rebellion, a lot of things in life are broken, and work is one of the most obvious examples of how life simply isn't what it was meant to be. Work for us today is not what God created it to be. Last week I used the example of a train, and how a train is made to go on a certain set of tracks. It's not free if it jumps off those tracks and tries to go cross-country. It needs to be on those tracks. Needs to be going on the tracks that were designed for it, that it was designed for, in order to be safe, in order to be fulfilling its purpose in life. When we rebelled against God, we went off the tracks. What was meant to be ordered was suddenly disordered. And work was one of those things. It was meant to be ordered for us, and now we find ourselves in our working lives often in disarray. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't work out the way it should. It doesn't seem to have a point. It doesn't seem to be bearing fruit in the way we would hope it would. And that's what we're going to see this week. And we can see it happening right there in the very beginning. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 17, God said to Adam, "Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." You see, in the Garden of Eden, work was meant to be a joyful thing, a tending of the wonderful things that God had given. God had simply given fruit to eat. All we had to do was pluck it. That was the extent of work, caring for, tending the garden. But now work is going to be a back-breaking labor. It's going to be dealing with thorns and thistles. It's going to be matter of tending the ground, making it bring forth food, rather than just plucking the food that it brings forth on its own. The nature of work has totally changed. It remains that way today. If you've ever tried to start something new, if you've ever tried to win at something difficult, if you've ever tried to convince a team to follow you, whatever your work looks like, if you've ever tried to do work, you've found it hard, I'm sure. Nobody has a dream job that is completely and utterly simple. We all find work harder than we expected. If we're a visionary and we have a picture in our mind of what we're going to create, we very quickly find it's hard to do that. If you're an artist and you have a picture in your mind of that work of art, that masterpiece, you know how difficult it is to actually see that come out on canvas or come out of a sculpture. We have an ideal view of what our work should be, and we find it very hard to see it bear fruit. That's part of the difficulty in work that's come about because of our rebellion against God and His good plan for us and our work. We can see it in our frustration with little things that we know should just work. They should just be easy. And yet they just don't seem to come together. The team just doesn't seem to get it. Or that one little bug in the software just keeps popping up. Whatever it is, we find the most simple things often the most frustrating. When humans first rebelled against God, God said that our work was going to fall that way. It was going to be broken. We can see it in our own brokenness as well. Another part of that story says that humans started to clothe themselves at that time. That represents us beginning to have to cover ourselves up, beginning to distrust other people. We can't be totally open and vulnerable with others now. We feel we need to protect ourselves. And if you work with anybody else in this world, you've probably experienced that kind of distrust. And that kind of self-protection is necessary in the workplace. It's part of dealing with the brokenness of work in our world. And finally, when humans rebelled against God, they started to blame one another. They started to blame other parts of creation, the snake. And they started to blame God himself. And again, if you've ever had to work with other human beings, you've probably dealt with people blaming one another for one thing or another. It's part of the brokenness of our working lives, because of the brokenness of our lives brought about by that initial rebellion against God and our continued rebellion against God. That leads us to two different extremes in our working lives. And the first one we're going to see today is when we begin to live for work, when it becomes all that we live for and all that we care for. We become driven by one goal or another. The problem is we can never live up to that goal. It just keeps moving further and further down the road every time we arrive at what we thought was the goal. Or work becomes pointless, where we do achieve what we thought was the goal, and we realize it's an empty goal and it wasn't worth striving for in the first place. Or work becomes selfish, where we first got into something because of what we could create or what we could do or how we could help others. But we quickly find ourselves only doing it to get that paycheck or to get that fame or that power or that control or that name for ourselves. We start to compromise. We start to look for gray areas in our ethics. We start to lie. We start to cover things up just to keep the machine moving, just to keep greasing the wheels. And we find that we're chasing something that we never meant to chase. That's why we always need to come back to the question of why. Why are we doing this? Why are we working? Why are we in this job? Why are we in this career? Why are we raising a family? Why are we doing this together? Whatever our work looks like, whether it's paid or unpaid, why am I doing this? It's a question we all need to consider. And that's our discussion question for you today. Why do you work? Whatever effort you're exerting, why do you do it? As we do that, we're going to continue to see, why has God put me here? Why has God given me these skills? Why has God given me this opportunity? When we lose sight of that, that's where we start to get into trouble. Well, have a great discussion. Don't do this alone, but share it with somebody else in your life. Discuss with them what it means to be a follower of Jesus in our workaday world. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.